They're a huge natural resource. Most people cite the beaches as one of the primary reasons that they come to Florida, whether they're coming to vacation or coming here to relocate.
As far as relocation, does the coastline have any effect on where people choose to live?
Sure does. 75% of Florida's population lives within 10 miles of the coast.
Does Florida have a system in place to protect the beaches? How does that work?
Florida has 825 miles of sandy coastline, which is the most of any state and more than most countries. And we do have a very good program. It has three parts. There is a coastal construction line program. There is a beach erosion control program. And there's a coastal construction program. And the three of them sort of interrelate and protect the beaches.
What is their relationship like?
Well, the coastal construction control line sets a line, and that determines where construction can be, and construction is not allowed to the water side of the line, and thereby it prevents construction on the beaches themselves. Now, if you look historically, we see a lot of construction right up on the dune line.
Yes.
That's not allowed anymore to protect those dunes. The second program is the beach renourishment program. It's called beach erosion control, and that's where the state spends money to replace, restore, and maintain beaches. And then the third program is a joint federal and state permitting program for new construction that would be on the beaches or to the waterside. So docks and other things like that are regulated by that program.
How much beach erosion is Florida facing right now?
Well, regrettably, a lot. Of the 825 miles of sandy coastline, the Florida Department of Environmental Protection rates 400 miles of that as critically eroded.
That's nearly half of the state's beaches.
That's exactly right. Now, most of that comes because of hurricanes. We had the most active hurricane season in 2004 and 5 that we've ever had. We had 8 major hurricanes, and it really damaged the beaches. Now, those beaches will naturally accrete. They'll naturally grow back. But it takes a very, very long time. And with rising sea levels, we may never get restoration on a natural beach. So therefore, these erosion control programs become critically important in a world of rising sea levels.
Let's talk about the state's funding for restoring beaches after erosion. Is there enough?
Well, there isn't enough, but the state has spent a lot of money. Since 1964, when this program started, the state has spent over $750 million. And the state's portion of the expenditures are half of the total. So there's been $1.5 billion spent. So the state matches 50-50 with the local governments. And that's been a great program. But what we need to do, I believe, from an economic perspective, is establish funding for these programs on a continuing basis. Otherwise, they're subject to the allocation process in the legislature every single year. And we have this chronic underfunding, this 400 miles of coastline that needs to be restored and maintained.
How would a system like that work?
Well, I've established a number of these systems. Over the last 15 years, I've established a program that's restored the beaches at Amelia Island, and I've worked on beaches all the way up through South Carolina. And what we have used effectively is a combination of state and local resources. And that's what Florida has done, but they haven't earmarked the sources. So a program might take this kind of form. If we would earmark, say, 0.1% of our sales tax monies, which is a small percentage, it would generate about $100 million a year. And that could be matched by local governments. And along the coastlines, if we earmark just 0.5% of property tax revenues in the coastal counties, we could generate $200 million a year of funding. Now, we have 400 miles of eroded beaches. It costs about $5 million a mile to maintain and restore those beaches. So it would take us 10 years under this program to be able to maintain and restore all of the critically eroded beaches in Florida and then create an ongoing fund. Because with rising sea levels, Nicole, this is just going to occur more rapidly in the future.
Thank you very much, Hank.
Thanks, Nicole.